Hey, greetings everyone. This is Brother James, GoParish.com, John 424 Radio. Hey, had a great day today. Finally got to meet a new young brother that I've been studying with, discipling with. Went and met him by a beautiful river here in Wisconsin. And the Lord set it up that we had a man that was living in a van down by, he was camped out by the river. We got to go witness to him. That was awesome. So it was a glorious day. Got to get on the phone with that brother and another brother and go to the scriptures and edify each other. Don't know how it gets any better than that this side of heaven. Today, my voice holds out because we were on the phone and talking so much. And it's been a long weekend of preaching. I want to get back to Matthew 14. We're starting at verse 33. Catch up at don'tperish.com. Go by the look by the verse by verse tab. You can catch up there. Let's start. We only have a few verses to finish out Matthew 14. Starting with verse 33. And then they were in the ship. Then they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, "Of a truth, thou art the Son of God." Okay, Son of God is a common title throughout scriptures. Jesus used this himself, John 3:18. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. So Jesus claimed that title. Notice that word worship. They worship Jesus. Prosekeno. It means to be prostrate before, honor, bow down, worship. This is another example we see of people worshiping Jesus as God, when in the Old Testament it was commanded, "Thou shalt worship no other gods." Exodus 20, verse 3, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me." And verse 5 goes on to say, "Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them nor serve them." They worship Jesus as God. He was fully man, fully God, come in the flesh. Don't ever let anybody tell you Jesus Christ is not God. Verse 34. And when they were gone over, they came into the land of Gennesaret. All right, so Gennesaret, this was a lake area in Palestine, the Sea of Galilee. And that's where this all took place. Verse 35. And when the men of that place had knowledge of him, they sent out into all the country round about, and brought unto him all that were diseased. So here Jesus is already building this reputation all over Israel for healing. And people are reacting to this fame and coming from all over with diseases to be healed. Again, we saw it all through Matthew. This is confirming who Christ was, what he came to do, what he was doing. Showing us who God was, bringing the kingdom of God, and getting ready to be, die, and rise again to be the Lamb of God. Miracle, signs, and wonders displayed by Christ and his apostles. That same power through men is not available today, though God does still heal and God does still use the gifts. That's another whole topic for another time. But clearly we don't see the miracle power acting the same way it did in Jesus' time in the Gospels or in the book of Acts today. We don't see that same power. Things have passed on, but God is still a healer. God still does miracles. Just there is no apostles and prophets today. Verse 36, and besought him that they might only touch the hem of his garment, and as many as touched were made perfectly whole. So we see this amazing display of power. It's so immense at this time that they're healed by just touching the hem of his garment. Reminds me of the woman that had an issue of blood. And later, we see Paul, who was an apostle, right? Signs and wonders by the apostles. 2 Corinthians tells us that. Paul had the same healing power by people that were touching things that he had touched. Acts 19:12. So that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs and aprons, and diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. So Paul had this power as well for a period of time and a season. Pretty amazing to think about. Jesus Christ, our amazing healer, by his stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24. Who is his own bare self, who is his own self, bear our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness. By those stripes ye were healed. So Jesus is both a physical healer then and now, and he's also a spiritual healer then and now. Pretty awesome to think about. God comes in the flesh, reaches down to mankind, shows us, and makes a way for us, both physically and spiritually. I like that. Last thing in Matthew 14 I want to talk about, it mentions his garment. Let's talk about this. I teach on this a lot. He didn't wear gym shorts and a cutoff t-shirt. Nope. Look at the word garment. Himashian. It's a robe or a tunic. Yep. I preach on this all the time. All godly men wore such a garment in all of the scriptures after Genesis 3:21. When God killed an animal, covered mankind in a tunic-like garment, it was an archetype of Jesus Christ to come. And people today just overlook how we're supposed to cover our temples, and they want to dress culturally. But the Bible says in Romans 12, don't conform to the world. And Jesus said, keeping my commandments. These are commandments of God. We do keep some pre-Torah things. We take dominion over the earth, animals, and use them for our purposes. Don't abuse them. Man and woman, marriage, God ordained it. Creation, God ordained. Tunics got ordained in Genesis 3. No eating of blood in Genesis 9. So there are things we do in pre-Torah still. I have an article on that. And then, of course, we're keeping the new covenant in the New Testament Word of God. So think about that. Everywhere you see that word garment in the New Testament, it's a robe or a tunic, and also mantle and things of that nature in the Old Testament also mean that same thing. This is the standard that God set for us. And all these standards are still appropriate for today if we are his holy people. We don't follow the cultural standards whenever, whatever we're doing, whether it comes to dress, how we talk, how we live, choosing entertainment, which is not really for God's people anyway. We choose Christ, his word, and his ways. That's how we become holy and set apart as fruit that we know him by his Holy Spirit. Amen. Go check out the gospel at don'tperish.com. Make sure you're born of Christ's blood and spirit. He made a way for us by his resurrection. Repent. God will see a willing vessel, give you new life. Then you walk in holiness and obedience and endure in a saving faith. That's the gospel. That's what we're learning. All through scripture, we see faith and works, not faith alone. Faith and works are the path to eternal life, because your works show your saving faith. By grace through faith, we are saved. But it is never alone. It comes with the fruit of holiness and obedience as God works in us. Hey, I'm going to leave it right there. This one's real short. We just closed out Matthew 14. Going to pick it up next time. Matthew 15. God is so gracious, keeps giving me time to do this. He keeps allowing us to witness the biblical gospel out in the world. And he's introducing us to new saints seeking the things of God with all that they are. We see saints scattered all over the world. They're not stacked up in buildings made of man. I want to encourage you. If you're standing alone right where you are, striving for Christ in his doctrines, out of the culture and out of churchianity, you are exactly where God has called his people in these last days. If you find yourself of the culture in its ways and words and dress and actions and desires, you're outside of the will of God. And if you find yourself in churchianity, with its easy believe, pagan holidays, Christmas and Easter, unbiblical standards, false gospels, you are outside of God's will for your life. But if you find yourself a saint, maybe with nobody around you, and you're just striving in the Word of God, ready to be holy and set apart, you are exactly where God wants you, and we are here to help you. That's what don'tperish.com is all about. Shoot us an email. We'd love to disciple you, encourage you in the doctrines of Christ. I'm going to leave it right there. Hope you have a glorious day. We'll be back soon. Matthew 15. Check out all of our resources. We love you in the Lord. Till next time, go out and have a glorious day. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto you. Matthew 6:33. We love you. God be praised.